This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.
Getting crazy out here, live and on location out at Nottingham Field, getting set for a big kickoff at 7 o'clock, first game of the season for the UNC Bears. They're playing host to Weber State, and 7 o'clock kickoff. And as we know, 7 o'clock, that's not something we typically say around the University of Northern Colorado when it comes to home games. But because the lights are here, big news when we heard it that they were going to have lights at UNC, and now they do, so we can have a night game, first night game here at Nottingham Field. Joining me now, we're awesome to catch up with Tion Ware, head wrestling coach for the UNC Bears. We're getting a chance to catch up with a lot of the coaches, and Coach, my friend, great to meet you for the first time. Looking forward to our chat.
Nice to meet you as well. Glad to be here.
It's getting busy out here, man. I mean, you got the kiddo over there taking taking control of the bouncy castle.
Oh, yeah.
Testing it out for us because my guy Derb's over here. He's wanting to, but now that he sees your kid do it, he might be brave enough to try it out.
Hey, jump on him. Bounce him up high. Bounce him up high.
Coach, how you doing, man?
I can't complain. I cannot complain, man. We're grateful. I know things are getting busy with school starting and everything like that, but this is an exciting day. You know, we get to witness something that hadn't been done at the University of Northern Colorado.
It is. You and I were talking a little bit off the air about how kind of strange it is that they didn't have lights for as long as they have, but no point in thinking back to it. The fact is they got them here, and we're going to see a night game here for the first time.
Right. We're excited. It's better on the mind mentally,
yep,
you know, than be out there at 12 in the morning where the sun is at its peak.
It's a little toasty right
yeah,
now.
Yeah,
it's
yeah,
a
yeah.
little toasty. Yeah. Coach Ware, in his second season for the Bears, big news for the wrestling program, though, moving into the Pac-12. Coach, talk to me a little bit about that.
You know, that was talked before I got here. And so when I got here, they brought it up, and I was like, let me focus on my team.
Yeah.
I don't even know if I have a team. I don't even know who my guys are, you know, before I start thinking about switching conferences. So as the season went on, it got talked about a little bit more. And then so especially once the season ended, you know, we started to think, you know, what do we love the Big 12 and everything they've done. And we were like, but, you know, let's be real. The game has changed. It's now it's about, you know, who has the most money and,
yeah,
and who can buy the better athletes. And at the end of the day, we just don't have that. And we have a better shot of, you know, competing in the Pac-12 with those guys. Is it going to be easy? No. But we have a better chance of competing and getting guys, you know, that can strive for a title in the Pac-12.
Talk to me a little bit about, you know, what the wrestling program's doing right now here in August. You know, what is the day-to-day look like for you and your team at this stage?
Well, we got finished with summer training right before the first week of August. So they got 2 weeks off before school started. And then this last week, you know, these guys have been lifting, going to class, and working out every day, you know. At the end of the day, it's showtime, you know. It's been go time since Nationals has ended.
Yeah.
I tell guys that. And so, but the good thing is our guys, we're here over the summer. You give them a choice, you give them an ultimatum, man. If the guys that want to be great, you got to learn to train twice a day, but you got to learn to train all year round. If you're not training all year round, you're just here. You're just a body, and this ain't the spot you want to be at since we're trying to go places.
I mean, I'm always so impressed with wrestlers, Coach. The dedication, like you said, the training that goes into it, but the discipline, too. I mean, to keep your weight, everything. I remember we had a couple wrestlers in studio a few years ago,
mm-hmm,
UNC wrestlers, and, you know, you go to put the hand behind the back, take a picture, and it's just vines of muscle
yeah.
down these dudes, man. It's just ridiculous.
No, they go through seasons,
yeah,
should I say, you know, and it does require that, you know. Does everybody have that? No. I think every sport requires that discipline, but that's what separates the few from the majority. You know, you got the few that know how to cut weight right and live it right. You know, everybody has to cut weight, but it's the few that know how to make it their lifestyle to where, hey, they know their body, they know how to get their weight down and back up instead of spending majority of their time focusing on cutting weight, and now you're not getting any better because all you keep thinking about is your weight cut.
Yeah.
And that goes through, like I said, your summer training. If you're not training during the summer, if you're not having a game plan during the summer, you wasted your time for the winter. You know, don't start making your goals now in August. It's too late. You know.
Is this fair to say that wrestlers, obviously the good ones, the dedication factor, like you said, year round, there's got to be more of an attention to detail for wrestlers maybe than any other sport.
Of course. I mean, think about it. Let's be real. Wrestling, you got to have an acquired taste to wrestle. You know, football you play, basketball you play, golf you play, you know, all these other sports you play. They're tough. They're but wrestling, nobody just wants to wake up and wrestle.
Yeah.
Unless you're a little intoxicated, you know, and you're out of your mind, and you're like, let's go, you know. But at the end of the day, nobody just says, I just want to wrestle. You know, it's like at family functions, you don't wrestle unless there's
unless
a beef
getting,
going on.
It's unless, getting a little crazy.
Yes. So at the end of the day, that's just what it is. And so in this sport, what I love about this sport is – you can't blame nobody.
It's you.
You cannot blame
nobody. Yeah, right.
It's like football, I can screw up, and my teammates help me. Basketball, same thing. Volleyball, same thing. But not wrestling. Wrestling, it's you. And
if you have a down day, there's nobody going to help you out.
Yeah,
there's nobody going to pick you up.
It's you. It's you out on the battlefield, you know. And it teaches life lessons, too, as well. You know, you can't blame nobody.
Yeah.
Don't blame nobody. It starts with you.
Coach, tell me a little bit about yourself. You told me you have four kiddos, right?
Yeah,
right?
I got four kids. Yeah, little rugrats at the age of 8, 5, about to be 3, and about to be 2. And so they got energy, and, the older two flock to each other, and the younger two flock to each other. So 3 boys and a girl. And, you know, the little girl, she's a diva. You know, she knows she tries to get her way with anybody and everybody. And the deal is she don't hear the word no too often, so she when she hears it, it sends her in
it's
turmoil.
Kind of yeah, breaking
yeah.
news.
Yeah, it sends her in turmoil and everything like that. So at the end of the day, you know, great kids, great wife and everything. We're originally from Oklahoma, but we've gotten to see the world too. You know, we've gotten to travel, you know, live in Ohio, Pennsylvania, New York, Wyoming, and so now Colorado. So
what part of Oklahoma?
Oklahoma City,
okay. Yeah, so. My mother grew up in Kingfisher, Oklahoma.
Oh, well, so that's exactly where my wife's folks are from.
No kidding?
Yeah.
How about small world,
yeah,
man?
Yeah, and so Kingfisher, that's exactly where my wrestling coach is from.
No kidding.
My high school wrestling coach, my wife's grandma, uncles, all them, you know, and everything like that. And so they've been Kingfisher. We usually go there every Christmas,
yeah,
every holiday we up in Kingfisher.
Heck yeah, so, man, it's a small world.
Yeah, and so we didn't complain. So, yeah, Kingfisher.
Coach, obviously you've had a successful wrestling career. When did you start wrestling?
Man, I started at the age of 6.
6 years old.
6, and so I saw success, but it wasn't talent success. It was more like muscle. I was more like a little lump ball of muscle, and I was very agile. You know, I was athletic. But, you know, The muscle, you can muscle guys, but eventually you're going to have to learn the technique. And
yeah.
It took me a couple years to start getting that when you wrestling guys that are just as strong or even stronger than you. And so, you know, you start to adapt and everything like that. And, you know, I didn't have many choices. I mean, I was a 4-foot kid. So, you know, I'm a small kid. It ain't like I can go play basketball or go play football, even though I played football in high school. And so
what position did you play in football?
Running back.
So,
I did very well in football and loved it. And I actually wanted to play football in college. But going to OU, choosing OU, you had a guy by the name of Adrian Peterson that was there, too. So that would have been a waste of time.
That would have been a tough guy to compete
yeah,
with.
Yeah,
That
would have been a waste of time. And so, but, you know, I went there and wrestled. I wrestled there and, you know, saw success. But, you know, I tell people this, man. I succeeded 50% of the time. And they're like, what do you mean by that? I said, well, I was 2-for-4. 2-for-4 was 50%. The goal was 4-for-4, you know. And that's what always drove me to the next, you know. We all hate losing. We can't stand losing. But little do we know, that's when we learn. Because we won't change nothing up when we're winning. You know, we learn when we lose. And I always learned, you know, as I lost, to keep growing and taking another step, you know, of getting better.
So I got to ask you, I wrestled in junior high. Mm-hmm. I enjoyed it. It was the most nerve-wracking sport of any sport I played.
Oh, yeah.
I would get nervous for any sport that I would do. But wrestling, like everything you just pointed to, all that, it's on you, you're all by yourself. That was the sport that got to me. Did you have nerves when you wrestled at
I got
the high
nervous.
School level, college level?
I got nervous every match.
Really?
But a nervous meant you were alert.
Yeah.
Scared? No. That's the difference. If you're scared or you're nervous. Nervous means I'm alert, eyes up, I'm excited, let's go. Once that whistle blew, it's time to go.
Yeah.
Same with football. Same with other sports. I did. I'm nervous leading up to it, and then it's time to go. And but if I'm scared, that means I'm not prepared.
Yeah.
That means I'm not ready. That means I wish I shoulda, woulda, coulda. And a lot of times that's regret. That's something that's going to eat at you and follow you for the rest of your life. But nervous, yes, I was nervous before every competition.
Yeah, it's an intense sport, as you said, Coach. And what do you expect from your guys this year?
To be better than we were last year. At the end of the day, the good thing, man, Troy has some big shoes that need to be filled, and it's hard to fill, and you ain't going to fill that overnight. Troy put his time here, and the good thing about it is, you know, laying this foundation of we will do the small right things. You know, you will, you know, school-wise, you're gonna give back three ways: athletically, academically, and through the community. And if you're not giving back those three ways, this ain't the place for you. And so the good thing about it, what I saw during summer training, is those guys are serious. You know, guys that try to make excuses and try to get out, they're not here.
Yeah.
They're not around. And so our core, I believe our core is right, which is the foundation, which is good. That's what we need. I'm going to take a core of good young men than athletes that cut corners and not do the right things. But they might be successful temporarily right now. That won't pan over into the real world. These guys at the core of learning them to teach them, hey, wrestling's something you do. It's not who you are.
Yeah.
And it's a bonus. Let it be a bonus to you. And so when I get guys to learn to separate those two, then they understand you're going to wrestle way worse opponents in this life than that dude that's out there that's trying to kill you. Because as I tell a lot of guys, I said, being a married man, you marry a woman, you that's going to be a battle that you can't win. That's going to be an everyday wrestling match that you cannot win. But you might be stronger than, you might be bigger than, but she going to keep you on your toes, you know, and everything. Because if she ain't happy, like they said, this house is on edge. So of teaching them, wrestling's something you do. It ain't who you are. And so I believe we're getting a good group of guys that are doing that understand this is what it's about.
Coach, we got to do this again sometime.
Yeah,
I really appreciate you popping by the tent here, getting set for the big. There's more bouncy castles going up too.
Oh yeah, so my kids have hit each one.
You got to get it going, man.
They'll wear them out, and they'll probably be asleep by the football.
You're gonna test them out at all yourself, man?
I'm too old. I don't know. Like I said, I don't know if my insurance has kicked in yet this year. So,
Coach, appreciate you.
No, we appreciate you all.
Best of luck to you, and let's do this again. Okay?
Hey, you let me know.
And when you go to Kingfisher next, let me know with carpool.
Hey, we'll
carpool.
Hey, I don't have a problem with that. We can do that.
We'll make that happen.
We appreciate it.
Coach Ware, appreciate his time here. We'll take a short break. And coming up next week, another great coach is going to join us here in just a moment. So we're looking forward to that. We're on until 2, and then we got the Rocky Mountain Kickoff Show coming up here next on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Football, volleyball, and all the preps fall sports you can handle. Listen to Coach Speak weekdays at 10 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, this is Sean Keeler of the Denver Post. You're listening to the whole show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back to the whole show, live and on location from Nottingham Field, a few hours away from kick off 2026 for the Bears. And, you know, we're talking a lot of football, sure, but one of the cool things for us today is getting a chance to talk to all of the coaches and these exciting programs surrounding the University of Northern Colorado. Joining me now, head coach of swimming and diving, Coach Lisa Ebeling. Coach, thanks so much for giving us some time today.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me.
It's an exciting time. You know, people are coming out here. We're getting the vendors set up. We're waiting for the food trucks, but finally a football game under the lights.
Absolutely.
At
yeah.
Nottingham Field.
Football season's always a great time to be a Bear, so.
Yeah, no question. Let's talk a little bit about your program. Tell us about this, about your team. Your first meet's coming up. We're getting dangerously close to that.
Yeah, right? we're getting close. We started full-time training back up this week. We have our first NCAA-sanctioned event October 2nd and 3rd. We're going to an invitational. It's called the Front Range Invitational. It's basically all of the teams in the area, so it's us, Air Force, Wyoming, DU, CSU, so it's kind of a, you know, who's who of Colorado and I guess a little bit of Wyoming. But before that, on September 13th, we go to Horsetooth and we make all the girls do an open water swim, which always brings about a lot of great experiences and memories. So.
Okay, you were telling me a little bit about this off the air. Talk to me about this Horsetooth adventure that your team goes on.
Yeah, so open water swimming is a thing. USA Swimming, you can go to nationals and compete internationally. It's an Olympic event. It's a little bit newer to the NCAA, but they do have a college swimming nationals, and we actually have the swim and dive teams in the MPSF, and we have a championship. So we take our top four girls that finish at Horsetooth and head to the MPSF championship and swim some of the other teams there, which is a lot of fun. It's probably pretty unique for an entire college program to go to an open water swim. The sprinters tend to not love it so much, but it's a great team bonding experience and it's good training. So
how long do we do it together. How long are we talking here? What's the distance?
It's 2.4 miles.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I can see why the sprinters are not looking forward to that.
Well, even though it sounds long, it's less than what they do in a normal practice.
Okay.
So I always tell them we could either do this or we could do a hard Saturday morning workout. So
it's the optics of it, probably.
Right.
It just scares the crap out of them. When you lay it out like that, it kind of makes sense.
Right. The freezing cold water in the mountains isn't super appealing either.
Coach, talk to us a little bit about your team, some highlights for us that allow our listeners to get to know this roster.
Yeah, we're super excited this season. We're coming off a great year. We had MPSF Swimmer of the Year last year, Maria Arakina, and she was our first ever NCAA qualifier. We're knocking on the door with three or four girls to go to NCAAs this year. So we've got some really deep talent, some really heavy talent. The MPSF Championship is going to be really exciting this year. We have several new teams joining the conference, a lot of elite-level competition, so I think it's going to help our girls step their game up. We're really excited. We've only lost three seniors, and we've got three pretty heavy-hitter freshmen that have come in, so it should be a really good year for
us. That's huge when you can have when you only lose so many seniors, but also the young and up-and-comers that you're excited about.
Yeah, definitely.
Fill out this roster.
Yeah, and we still have great leadership within our upperclassmen, so we've been training for a week, and it's already been a really solid start for us, so we're excited.
Coach, tell us a little bit about yourself.
About me.
We're going to get to know you a little bit.
I've been at UNC for 10 years. I grew up in Colorado. My dad was the national team director for USA Swimming, so the head Olympic coach.
Wow.
So I grew up in Colorado Springs at the training center. And then kind of moved all over I swam at the University of Arizona way, way back when in their national championship era, and then moved all over for coaching and never thought I'd end up back here. But when the opportunity popped up to live in Colorado and coach Division I, I was like, count me in. So
wow,
here we are.
That is too cool. Well, so it's in your blood.
It is.
You had no chance. It was from the get-go.
Yeah.
You were going to be a swimmer.
Yeah. My mom's a 30-something time All-American from LSU, and my dad was an Olympic coach. I didn't have a choice.
you were destined to be involved in the pool.
I was. I also have four brothers, and it was the only sport that I was better than all of them at, so I really...
Were they swimmers too, or what were they? What was that?
Most of them. My older brother swam at NC State. He actually started at Mines in Colorado and transferred to NC State, and then I had a brother that swam at Arizona with me for a couple years and then transferred to Utah, and another brother that swam at Alabama, and then I have a football brother. So
you guys are all over the place.
All over the place.
I mean, that's a busy household.
Yeah, it was.
You guys connect quite a bit? Do they come watch your stuff? I mean, how does that kind of work?
Yeah, my older brother lives in Colorado, so we get to see each other quite a bit. My other brother's not as much as you'd like, but we do make an effort to connect every, you know, couple times a year, and whether it's through weddings or baptisms or whatever it might be, we find times to meet each other. So
What were your favorite events?
I was a butterflyer.
Butterflyer.
Yep.
Okay.
I always said if there was like a 12-yard butterfly, I would have been really, really great. I was very much a pure sprinter.
Yeah. It's such an amazing, you know, obviously with the Olympics, a lot of people tune in and watch. And then you grow the sport from there because people watch and go, wow, that's something that I want to continue. But it's to me, it's just so impressive what you guys are able to do in those pools.
No, they work hard to be able to do what they do, for sure. They put in their time.
Well, Coach, I'm curious to hear how this horse tooth journey goes for you guys.
Yeah, definitely.
Get the team set up there, and looking forward to seeing what you guys can do this year.
Yeah, we'll definitely post about it on social media. So
awesome, Coach. Well, appreciate you. You can check out any of the bouncy castles. I see those loading those up over there.
Yeah, you know, I actually brought my 3-year-old with me, and he's asleep in the car. So
he's got to rest up.
Yeah, for this evening. Right. Out. Yes, he'll be the king of the bouncy house this evening for
awesome.
Sure.
Awesome. Well, I hope you guys have fun. We're going to be turning those lights on in just a few hours.
Yep, so absolutely.
Pretty exciting out here, Coach.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
All right, we'll talk to you soon.
Awesome. Thanks so much.
All right, thank you. We're rocking and rolling here. Again, Rocky Mountain kickoff coming up at 2 o'clock. We've got Derbs will be on, the dude down the hall, Tanner Schwent, and Mike dancing with himself. Where did those guys go, by the way? Anyway, keep it out here. We are live and on location from Nottingham Field, thanks to Interior Sprinkler Systems. We'll wrap up the whole show here coming up in the next couple of minutes, and then Rocky Mountain kickoff will start at 2 o'clock. So keep it here. First, let's jump out and get the latest on the local Sports Flash.
In Colorado, local matters. It matters who you trust, who knows your name, and who's rooted right here in our state. I'm Sean Ostoff, president of Bank of Colorado, and we're staying grounded in the same values we've built on for generations. At Bank of Colorado, we stay true to what matters most: local decisions, real relationships, and communities we call home. If you're ready for a bank built for Colorado and committed to it, choose Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
This is Miles McClarty, safety for the UNC Bears, and you're listening to the whole show on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 AFK.
Just about 30 minutes left here of the whole show, and then we'll start up Rocky Mountain College kickoff here on KFK. We'll be going until 4 o'clock. Set up a wonderful event live out here from Nottingham Field. First game ever under the lights, so looking forward to that. It's been fun for us talking to a lot of the coaches here at UNC because we know there's so many fantastic programs that make this thing rock. And joining us now, we've got head coach of cross country and track, Nick Moss. Thank you so much for giving us some time today, my friend.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Hey, we got through the connection issues. I think you were a good luck charm for us. Very interesting setup, but you get to see the behind the curtain stuff here.
Yeah, absolutely.
Set.
Hey, improvise, adapt, overcome is what my motto is.
We're talking to a coach, so we need to do this. Coach, tell me a little bit about yourself, man. Tell our listeners.
Yeah. So I'm from a small town in Iowa, so Midwest boy, kind of bounced around the country coaching, and now find myself here at Northern Colorado. Very excited to be here. Family's here and rocking already. My daughter's in middle school and just had her first middle school cross country race, so dad's really proud of
awesome,
that.
Man.
But excited to be here, rolling into my 23rd year as a collegiate coach and just really enjoying it.
23 yep. years. Yep. So there's a lot of running, a lot of coaching of running.
A little bit, yeah.
That has taken place over your career. How did you, so from day one, young age, when did you start running and when did it click that, hey, I'm pretty good at this, I might be able to do this collegiately and then even coach potentially?
Yeah, so I was one of those kids, small town in the Midwest, you do all the sports, right? So grew up playing baseball, played football. I actually played football a year in college. A lot of people don't know that, being a cross-country coach, I actually did do that. Got into it at a young age just to try to get away from some things going on at home and found out I had a talent in it, and I had some great coaches. My high school coach was just phenomenal in encouraging me, gave me my first pair of running shoes out of the closet there at the high school that I went to. And I think it was his mentorship as well as my collegiate coach's mentorship that said, you know what, I think I want to give back, mm-hmm. right, pay it forward a little bit. And so that's the thing that sustains me, is I really wanted to give back to young men and women, kind of informative times in their lives and trying to learn a lot about themselves and what they can and can't do and trying to encourage them to be their very best selves. So, yeah, running-wise, though, I was very average. I'd like to think I'm probably a better coach than I was a runner at the time, but still love Still love it. Still run a little bit here and there. Can't keep up with our kids. I got a bike with them, but
yeah, you know. Bring out the bike. Yeah, to keep up with the game. What was your what was your big event when you were growing up?
Yeah, I was a half miler.
Half mile.
That was my main area of expertise. Half mile, and same thing in college. After that point, I ran a whole bunch of marathons and whatnot, but that was my big area.
Do you still? I mean, you said you bike with the team, yeah. But individually by yourself, are you still out there running quite a bit?
I just told my wife recently. I think I'm loosely retired from all that stuff. I did a 100-mile race in 2022, so like one of those long ultra things.
Wow!
And then kind of after that, it was like, that's the cap. I'm done on all that.
What mentally? Take me through. You know what's going through your brain? 100 miles.
I don't think you have enough time for us to discuss all that.
Yeah, right? Take me mile by mile. Yeah. What's happening?
No, here? it's just a physical, mental challenge. I've always been one of those people that's encouraged by challenging myself. Like, what's the next thing I can do? So I did 4 or 5 marathons, and it was like, all right, what's the next thing that pushes my limits a little bit? So that thing's definitely a 24-hour grind, and I enjoy that kind of stuff.
You have to love running.
Oh, yeah.
You have to love running because it is a grueling sport.
Yep.
I mean, I did I really loved track in high school. I was a 400 guy.
Oh, yeah.
I loved it. And hated it at the same time. I just once I'd crossed that finish line, it was just the legs were shot, tired. Don't ever want to do this again. But then always look forward to doing it the next week.
Exactly.
But you do. You have to love this stuff to be able to get into it.
Yeah, you definitely do. I think it helps you to get through the day to day. But yeah, I mean, you got to have a passion for it. You got to be excited about it, and especially at our level. You got to really have a joy for it and you know, a talent for it as well.
Okay, talk to us a little bit about your team.
Yeah.
And you know, getting let our listeners kind of get to know some of these tracksters.
Yeah. So I'm still so new here.
You're still kind of learning all of it too.
I'm only 2 weeks in. Yeah. You know, I've been here for 2 months, but just meeting the kids and all that, and talking to them on the phone and meeting them in person. We just had our first team track and field team meeting on Monday. So just getting to know them, getting to know what they're looking for, what their passions are, and trying to push them. So we got some talented sprinters. You know, Dino, our 200, 400 guy, he's one of the top runners in the conference. He was previous conference champion at one point. Some really good hurdlers on that front, bringing back some folks like Dylan Wilson on the cross-country side, who had some success a year ago and then went away for an internship in Germany. So a lot of solid talent there. We got to build up the roster, building some more folks to join us. But yeah, some good talent there across the board in a lot of different areas.
What do you make of Greeley, Colorado so far?
Man? I'm loving it. I'm loving it. People are fantastic.
Yeah. Like, it's kind of a big town, but small town vibes.
Yeah.
Kind of a mix.
Well, and as I understand, it's like growing a city in the state.
Yeah.
Right. And maybe even in the country, they say per capita. So
sure.
The people are fantastic. Just a eclectic group of people that are really kind and love the athletic department and all that. But, yeah, we're liking it here a lot.
So. Well, we're happy to have you, Coach. Yeah. I'm looking forward to seeing what you can do. First game under the lights here at Nottingham Field, too, so it's a big deal. You can feel that excitement in the air.
Yeah, I can't wait. My family's going to be coming over here in a little while, and we're going to enjoy the whole ambiance and the whole thing, so excited for it.
We're starting to get the smells coming in, too, with the food and everything.
Yeah.
You know it's an event
when the
food starts coming out,
no
Coach.
Doubt.
Well, I appreciate your time, my friend, and don't be a stranger. We'd love to get you back on the show sometime.
All right, sounds great.
Might not be out here. We'll be in an air-conditioned studio, so it'll be
that'd be a lot nicer for sure. Yeah.
So we'll catch up with you soon, Coach.
All right, appreciate
it. Best of luck to you this year.
Thanks a lot.
All right, Coach. We're going to keep rolling on here. We've got Rocky Mountain Kickoff coming up at 2 o'clock with Mike Danson. That's it. Derbs is gone. He took off. Tanner's sleeping under a tent, I think, somewhere. When we needed him the most, we couldn't find him, so that was kind of tough. But I want to pull back the curtain for the listeners a little bit. Our system is kind of overheating, so what Tanner did, very smartly, haven't connected those dots really much with Tanner, he put it on top of 2 water bottles.
It's all about airflow.
It is a magical thing that you just did.
It's all about airflow, I think. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm shocked it came back on that quickly.
You are a scientist. And your assistant, what were you guys doing? You were over under a tent somewhere.
Yeah.
Where were you?
Yeah, we were helping out Perfect Glow Spawn Tanning.
Okay.
Yeah,
so you
helping
know.
Him out. Yeah, Mech started that tanning salon, and he is so old that he taught Mike at Platte Valley
that
and also taught
old.
Me at Platte
Although
Valley.
I think Mike and I are like the same age. Maybe.
Yeah, you're going to be. No, Mike's older than you are.
It shows.
He certainly looks it.
Yeah, definitely.
Like, I mean, just like 53, 28. Like
28, really?
20, oh, yeah, dude.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a really nice thing
how
that you
said to
me. How
many times I tell you how good you look
here? I don't get tired of hearing it.
I didn't think so.
I really don't.
Are these guys just not? Are they just saving their juice? Are you guys just saving your juice to jump on the radio? Yeah. Oh, here they come.
You gotta save your juice.
The Mountain Dew tent over there, Micah. Yeah. There's a Mountain Dew tent here. They're just handing out Mountain Dews.
Oh, Michael, they're handing out Mountain Dews, buddy.
That's a tough scene for him to not be here right now.
Free Mountain Dews.
Free Mountain Dews, free water.
I took a picture of it, and I sent it to him, and I got an inappropriate response from him.
Micah, that's unprofessional, and we expect better. This is a high-class organization. We have water bottles holding up our equipment.
We had another cop come by asking for Bruce Dick. Can I just throw that out there? What is going on with Coach?
We would have given him up instantly, too.
Well, we
fold under pressure.
What was that about?
He knows Bruce? I don't think Bruce is wanted.
Okay. Do we want to go to his house for the fantasy draft tomorrow?
We might not leave.
Yeah, exactly.
Is it going to be like it puts the lotion on its skin kind of thing?
Yeah.
Sorry, Bruce, but three cops in one day came looking for Bruce Dick. The most dangerous man in Northern Colorado, apparently.
Yes.
We should warn the people going to this concert tonight.
I was going somewhere really bad.
You wanted to go there.
I wanted to go there. Do you want me to go there?
You're looking at me like. No, it's not my shit. It's not the whole show.
Like he's getting looked at like it's not a Jed York type situation.
No. Bruce is going to kill all of us.
He's going to get arrested after what he does to Mike. He's going to poison me tomorrow.
Yeah, he's probably going to poison
Let's
me tomorrow.
No one mistake their drink with Mike's drink tomorrow.
We got a fantasy draft tomorrow.
Let's go, baby.
Let's go.
Can we just like put it in our calendar that it's going to be at Bruce's house like until he's no longer in the league?
Yeah, Bruce
I said
is pretty
that,
bad.
So like, yeah, yeah.
Bruce is pretty bad.
Yeah, I'm all for that. I mean, when he presented a menu the other day, he's like, would you guys prefer this or that what or this? And I was like, different types of burgers. And I can't
basil.
Remember. Yeah, tomato, basil, green chili.
I just want a burger.
Something else.
I don't know, but he's excited about it.
I don't think Bruce has tons of friends.
Well, to be fair, neither do we.
Welcome to the club. Right.
Yeah.
Honestly,
Bruce was one of our friends when he was here, and then now the cop thing kind of has
me
questioning.
The cop thing, that's a little nervous.
Although I think the guy knew him from high school.
I think he used to be a coach over at Wellington
or something.
Well, that's one thing my co-host Brian Gary has taught me. Don't let the facts get in the way of a good story.
That's pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right, coming up next. The first of picks are on Friday. Everybody knows that. The very first one. This is my thing.
I don't think
you try
is.
To steal my things.
It's
all
not.
The things that I create on the show, you try to steal.
No.
Everybody knows it. Derbs knows it. Mike knows it. We were talking about it yesterday when you weren't here. And the things that were said.
We were here yesterday, like right here.
We were all literally together on the golf course.
When you went to the bathroom, we started talking
You were at the urinal next to me.
No, I went across the locker room.
Oh, that's
right. You got nervous. Freaked out. Yeah. Weird. Pretty good golfer, though. All right, we'll take a short break here. The picks are coming up next. Michael, get ready for it. I hope you're ready. I know you will be. We'll be right back.
One Broncos football. Then you want Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
Hey everybody, Steve Smiley, head men's basketball coach at the University of Northern Colorado, and you are listening to the whole show on KFKA.
Oh my gosh, it is time for the pick. You can't hear it because you don't have a headset on, Mike, but you can hear it. The picks music. Derbs, what does that do for you?
I'm ready.
This is the first pick of the year. You can't win them all. If you do not win the first one.
Lord knows you're not winning them all anyways.
Oh, I'm Michael and I. Here comes the cops again. Bruce, be careful. this is only we got one pick to make, right? There's no other local matchups that I missed out on, Derp.
But we're here.
Is San Jose State playing this year?
They're not in Colorado, winky face.
Since when?
They're not in Colorado. Tried to tell these guys to do a local show, and we started. Mike came in with like an encyclopedia of San Jose State stuff.
It was Derbs.
Yeah.
I was supposed to do the opponents.
Yeah.
That was literally my job.
We punted that segment like 5 weeks in.
Yeah, this is a dumb segment.
The show's pretty good, but there's one segment that's pretty bad.
Yeah.
It was Mike's. Picks.
Wow.
The picks. No, it was actually really good, Mike. Now I feel bad. Quarterback toilet bowl was his idea.
Yeah.
That stole from somebody else, but he made it ours.
Yeah. I changed the name.
What was it before?
They call it the cesspool.
Oh, that's dumb.
I like toilet bowl way better.
Toilet bowl is better, but don't promote other ideas and stations.
The Bears are 3.5-point favorites tonight. Please don't promote other stations, Mike. Derbs, I'm going to have you pick first. Everybody cares about my pick, because that's why I'll do it last. But yours first, Derbs, because that's the second most important pick, because you host Front Range Spare Change.
Plain and simple. Bears, roll. Big.
Cover.
Tonight.
Bigly.
All of it. All
Mike,
the numbers.
Mike Danson.
Bears.
Cover. Bigly.
Bears.
Tanner.
Okay. I already made my picks.
You have a picture on Friday. Everybody
yeah,
knows that.
And we're on earlier than you on Friday. But yeah, give me the Bears. Minus the pick, three.
It doesn't matter.
Oh, it matters.
It matters on this show.
No, Good Morning NoCo picks mean way more.
So Bears cover.
Yeah.
Michael. Kirkpatrick.
27-6.
UNC wins.
Mike, are you there?
27-6.
UNC wins 27-6. He takes it 27-6. I think we're going to see a big old dose of Mathias Price tonight. He's going to go a dose. What's wrong with that?
Like two?
Like two? No, that's no. Yes. Keep going. Mathias Price is going to be big tonight.
I can't pick Weber State on Bears Day. There's bouncy castles out
you
here.
You get beat up out here.
Well,
there's bouncy castles.
There's bouncy castles. There's a band going to play.
Free Mountain Dew.
There's free Mountain Dew. We're going to bowl. We got Chipper's Lanes over here.
Banner
it's going to be great.
Banner health when I injure, yeah. when I injure myself.
Yeah. The only one with people not here is the Weldworks one, the one we really want.
That's
to
the
show
one we want. Yeah. Where are those people?
Don't promote businesses that don't
have
God.
Bears minus 3.5. Yeah, easy cover. Bears go 1-0. Win first game ever under the lights at Nottingham Field. And we go 1-0, more importantly, on the picks. That's how we start. You can't win them all if you don't win number one. So going obvious there. UNC getting the dub over a bunch of guys I don't know from Weber State.
80 new guys.
80 new guys and a high school coach. That'll do it for us. Rocky Mountain Kickoff coming up next.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.